Hi, this is Mike Miller, and you're with me on the Harmony Street Show. I'd just like to say that although we all know that our good friend Nick Santos had stopped touring and was sick, we were really never prepared to lose one of our beloved heroes, and the Capris are actually due up royalty. I'm very lucky to have as my guest all this week on the Harmony Street Show my friend Frankie Reyna. He's an original founding member of the Capris.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Frankie. I'm doing fine. I mean, you know, it's New Year's, but it's also a sad day because, you know, someone that you worked with since your actual childhood is not with us anymore. And I think we're actually losing too many of our good friends very quickly.
Yeah, unfortunately, can't stop time. And it just keeps going. The older you get, the more susceptible you are to different things. It's just a shame. It's not a happy new year, unfortunately.
I know. Let's get right into talking about Nick for a minute, if you can. Just tell me about Nick in Frank's own words.
Yeah, well Nick, I met them, the Capris, back in 1958, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, they were from South Ozone Park, and I was from Ozone Park, Queens.
I know it well.
I met them at a church dance, and they were looking for somebody to join the group. So I sat in with them, and they sounded pretty good, you know. So we went separate ways, and finally they got a hold of me, and they wanted me to join the group, in which I finally did. We sounded pretty good. Nick was always a strong lead singer, even as a kid.
Right.
And his voice just progressed, as the years went on, we started out, he wrote There's a Moon Out Tonight, of course.
Right.
He wrote Morse Code of Love, and he wrote a lot of songs that the Capris recorded over the years.
Right.
He had no formal music training, but he had a great ear, and he had a great sense of words, and put them together with melodies.
Absolutely. And another thing about Nick is the fact that when he was on stage, he was very electric. He just had a way of imparting whatever he had to say to the audience, and they hung on every word because, he just dripped of sincerity and personhood, you know.
One thing about Nick, he was honest. He'll tell you right up front, if he didn't like you, he'll tell you right up front. He wouldn't tell you behind your back.
Well, years ago, I put together a thing for Johnny B., John Bunnell, in Waterbury, Connecticut. It was Johnny B. Day because I spent a lot of time in Connecticut with Harmony Street, and I called Nick to do a little record a little thing for John, and he was so glad to do it right off the cuff. And as a matter of fact, I remember doing a show years ago with Johnny B. It was the Capris and Harmony Street. And as a matter of fact, I kept that picture that we took backstage. I think I sent it to you on Facebook.
I have it. That was a good picture.
Right. Myself and, of course, Tommy Ferraro was in the group then. And we'll talk about him a little bit. But here you are. It's 1958, and there's a moon out tonight, and Indian Girl. You know, you guys recorded that pretty quickly, and we're lucky to get up and do that. But the record didn't hit right away, from what I understand and remember.
No, well, we recorded. I'm getting on in age, and my memory isn't that great. I believe it was 58.
Right.
But it didn't do anything. It had, The people that recorded us tried to get it going. They get it on Planet Records.
Right.
But it didn't really do anything at the time, so it just died. And the group disbanded. And then in 1960, we had disbanded. Everybody went their separate ways.
Right.
And then I was driving along one day on WINS, Mary the K Show.
Unbelievable.
All of a sudden, There's a Moon Out Tonight comes on the air. I said, wow, what happened there, So right away we called each other up, and we got to get back together again, which we did.
Right.
And luckily, Moon Out Tonight was featured on Rate the Record with Marta Kay.
I remember it well. A lot of good tunes got started that way. As a matter of fact, I had one that was by some friends of mine, Yo Me Pregunto by the Valrays. That was picked one week, and the record actually flopped after that. But There's a Moon Out Tonight. I mean, who doesn't love that record?
There's a
It was the perfect tune. I mean, you know, structurally, you know, lyrics wise, and everything else. I mean, you have to just say that right out. Now, I know. I remember Jerry Green was involved with the record a little bit from Collectibles, and then it went to Lost Night, and then Old Town, and I guess High Weiss was the one that actually pushed it through, as usual.
Right. Well, we were lucky. Actually, Jerry Green. If it wasn't for Jerry Green, we probably never would have had a hit record.
Right.
He was working in Times Square Records at the
right.
time. He was like 16 years old, 17 years old.
Wow.
And he heard this record. He says, wow, this is a great song.
Jerry Green, for people that don't know, is with Collectibles. I have a bunch of CDs on Collectibles, and you know, they're the place to go when you're looking for records that you can't find, or CDs, or tunes that you can't find. You know, they got them all.
Without a doubt, you know. So he put it out on Lost Night. They started to get some play, and he couldn't handle it, so he turned it over to Old Town, and the rest was history.
Wow. And then you guys came back, and you did Where I Fell in Love, which, you know, of course, I have all of these tunes in my collection.
To love a soul, a man one day met and started on the old war path. Well, I love my little Indian. Well, after a while we went for a walk. She taught me how to use a tomahawk. I missed everything but a little old leaf. A judge said that I was a chief. Well, I love my little Indian. I love my little Indian.
You know, these are people that love the Capris. These are tunes that we hang on. Tears in My Eyes.
I couldn't hide the tears in my eyes, because you put them there. I couldn't sleep at all in the night, because of the torch I bear. What else could I do but go on loving you forever and ever and ever and ever. I couldn't say what I wanted to say, because my thoughts weren't clear. You'll never know how many times I wanted to call you dear. Well, what else could I do but go on loving you forever and ever and ever and ever. I thought there would be hope when you gave me a smile, but I was so wrong. And then you went and left me, although it was just a little while. I couldn't help but feel that it was gone. I couldn't say what I wanted to say, because my thoughts weren't clear. You'll never know how many times I wanted to call you dear. What else could I do but go on loving you forever
and ever and ever and ever and ever and forever and forever.
Which is a great tune. Who sang the lead on Tears in My Eyes? Do you remember?
Almost all the songs there. He wrote that too. He wrote Where I Fell in Love.
Paradise, two lovers along with no fear of
in My Dreams?
Girl in My Dream, well, he didn't write, but that was a cover, you know.
Ooh, girl in my dreams, girl in my dreams, where are you? Girl in my dreams, I'm so blue. How I am, how I long for you. If I could just hold your hand, surely then you would understand that.
as the poem. It's all about two people when they're alone. It has to say, dear, how much I love you, how much I need you, how much I care. And if we could memorize the words by heart, we'd never have to worry about fading apart. We could go on, oh, for a lifetime, just you and me, my darling, I, darling. Sometimes cry, but now I've gotten older and I'm no longer more shy, darling. Just memorize the poem. It's all about two people when they're alone. Say, dear, how much I love you, how much I need you, how much I care. And if we could memorize the words by heart, we'd never have to worry about drifting apart. We could go on, oh, for a lifetime, just you and me, my darling, I, darling, darling,
I. You are. So much to me,
you are
so very close to me, you are that soul deep in my heart, you are the girl I love,
you are
my enemy, and you are my ecstasy, you are that flame deep in my heart, you are the girl for me.
I'm a darling babe with someone new, to take the place of you.
Her hair was floating in the breeze.
And as I offered my heart to her, she whispered, darling, please don't ever go away. Oh, don't ever go away. Well, as I set my ship out to sea, I could see her on the shore. She was throwing a kiss to me, telling me to return once more and not to go away. Oh, don't ever go away, my love, my I. Well, as I sailed the world mind, that I would soon return to the girl that I had left behind, to the island where my love still burns. I am heading back to my island. I should see her by dawn. She will throw her arms around me on the island where my love was born. And I'll never go away, my
dissipated, and we went on, and then back in 1981, Marty Picard from Ambient, on the Ambient label,
right,
wanted some groups to record some doo-wop.
Right, because I remember they also did Mystics and Rainbows, and, you know, I sang with Georgie Galfo's Mystics, you know, for many, many years. And wrote a couple of good tunes for them, but I remember Ambient did a lot of good things with a lot of good groups.
That was a great album that we made. That was one of the best albums we ever made, and Nick also wrote like 7 songs on that album.
There's a moon out again. My baby's back to me. I'll moon out again. Oh, we never, ever part.
Moon out again.
The stars in the sky are shining bright above, and I'm
on such a
moon out again. I thank the Lord above.
Lord up above.
The clouds seem to follow me when we're apart. But
when Marty had called, Nick wasn't in the group, but we contacted him.
Right.
Asked if he wanted to come back and do this album.
Wow.
Which he agreed to, which was great for us. And out of that album, of course, Morse Code of Love was born.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Tell me about your relationship with Clay Cole, because I know when I had my a cappella group, the Islanders, we were lucky enough to go to Clay Cole's World, and we opened up for Johnny and the Crests when he had Lois Lee in the group, and tell me about Clay Cole.
Hi, this is Clay Cole. You're on the Harmony Street Show with my good friend Mike Miller.
Yeah, well, Clay was a good guy. I mean, we had a lot of fun with him. We had the Twisterama review. It was us. At the beginning, it was Clay Cole. It was us. It was the Delicates with Denise Perry and Peggy.
Oh, yeah.
And the Sundowners was the band.
Right.
And then it changed over, and the Ronettes came into the group.
Yeah, I remember. And he did a lot of things with the Del Satins as well, I remember.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. The Del they were on his show, his TV show all the time.
Right.
Hi, this is Les Gauci, originally of the Del Satins and of Johnny Maestro and the Brooklyn Bridge. And right now you're listening to a dear friend of mine over the years, and hopefully in the future, which we're going to make it a point of, Mr. Mike Miller on the Harmony Street Show. So keep on enjoying that good old doo-wop and rock and roll. Bye.
Hello, everyone. This is Fred Ferrara, original member from the Brooklyn Bridge and Del Satins. And you're listening to our good friend, very good friend, Mike Miller, on the Harmony Street Show.
And that was after Nick had left, so it was just the four of us with Clay. But
right.
We had a lot of fun. We did some touring with him. We played a lot of clubs in the New York tri-state area.
Well, you know, I had come across Quiet Village, and I'm saying to myself, oh, my goodness. One night in a dressing room, Johnny Maestro and I did and talked about all the Long Island clubs, and we did every venue. We actually did all the way up and down Hempstead Turnpike. We actually did all the way up and down, you know, like all the major thoroughfares. And Quiet Village was one of the clubs that we talked about, and my God, that's going back a long way.
That was a fun club. We had a lot of fun there.
Oh, I remember it well. Absolutely.
Good place. And St. James Infirmary, remember that one?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I had said to you the other day, you know, I had the house band there for a bunch of times. And we, of course, every week, Barry Lane, little guy Barry, used to get a really big oldie doo-wop hit group. And it would be either us and the Chaperones, or us in the Capris, or us in the Bridge. And, you know, he would rotate his house bands, you know, about every 6 weeks. So I remember very vividly working with you guys there. And as a matter of fact, that's when I first met John Apostle. He was singing with the Capris at that time.
Yes. John was a go-getter, a wheeler dealer. He knew how to handle himself, I'll tell you.
Oh, I know. Well, if you remember correctly, Barry Lane would always say to you at the end of the night, I didn't do as well as I thought I would do, so I took $50 off. And there were times when we used to take him, actually pick him up by you know, the top of his shirt and put him up on the counter, because Barry, you know, he was a dwarf. He was a little guy that owned the club and talked a big talk. But he was a little tiny guy. You could lose him in the crowd.
but when they made a lot of money, they never said, oh, here's an extra 50.
No, absolutely not. You know, look, Joey D was the one that always said to me years and years ago, he said, always get paid before you put one foot on the stage. Because
half, right.
Well, we got a new dance, and it goes like this. Hello, everybody. Joey D from the Starlight is here, and you're listening to me and my friend Mike Miller on the Harmony Street Show.
So, you know, here's the Capris. I mean, you know, they did it all. They did the Brooklyn Paramount. They did Murray the K's Brooklyn Fox. I mean, there was hardly, and of course, Dick Clark's Bandstand. I mean, you're talking about doo-wop royalty at its best.
Yeah, we did that twice in 1961.
Which, you know, those are memories that are just wonderful memories. I mean,
we had a lot of fun. We met a lot of nice people. We traveled, not too much, but we traveled enough, you know, just to get around the country in different cities and stuff, and it was a lot of fun.
And you know, it's always, well, how many times did you do the doo-wop shop? I mean, you know, I had Harmony Street, right. And even though Harmony Street didn't have a hit record, we went to the White House a bunch of times, and we sang the national anthem at every major venue, and we did the doo-wop shop about three times, but you know, you guys were a permanent fixture on the doo-wop shop, and with Brucey, you know?
Yes.
I was riding home one night, and you guys were live from the San. I was driving home from a gig in September. It was, and you guys were live from the San Gennaro Festival with Cousin Brucey. I remember the night.
You got some memory.
I remember the night. I remember the night because I was leaving a gig, and he had, as a matter of fact, you guys did an interview with him. He says, "Here's Frankie Reyna, you know from the Capris," and you were on live with him talking about the group, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I remember that very well. That night, I definitely remember that.
It had to be 30 years ago. 30 years ago.
Wow.
You know, and of course, Richard Nader's, you know, the show that he had at the Garden at 69. I mean, that was just like, you know, here comes doo-wop again. And you guys
started it, yes.
Yeah, and you guys opened up for that show.
Oh, yeah, we did that first one. That was his first show,
right?
And we did that. That was before Nick, came back,
right?
And it was me, Mike, and John Apostle, I believe. Yes,
right. Well, there was a Nader show also just within the past couple of years in Southern Florida at the Broward Center. And it was a very interesting show because that was the last time I actually saw Nick sing. If you remember that night, it was Tommy Ferrara announced that for the first time in many, many, many years, he was going to actually sing on stage with his brother. And Tommy came and sang with you guys at that show, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I remember we did that. That was a long time ago.
That was maybe 6-7 years ago at the Broward Center. If I remember correctly. And
You know what? You're right. I missed that job.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I had surgery.
Oh.
I had surgery. I was right before maybe a month before.
Gotcha.
And put in the hospital, and I didn't make that trip to Florida with.
All right, so that's probably, that was probably the reason. I had never known that because we were on that show.
Exactly.
We were on that show with the Mystics, right. And they announced that Tommy Ferrara was going to sing for the first time, you know, with his brother on stage. And he actually sang with the Capris, and then he sang with the Bridge. And that was a great show, too.
Yeah, well, Tommy was the original member of Del Satins, of course, you know.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, what a nucleus of people. I mean, I was just recently, as we spoke before, on the cruise with the Bridge. You know, they're trying to put it back together, and they're trying to just reestablish. And I came up with a great idea. I said to Les, you know, why don't you have Stan Ziska come back in the group, and this way you can do a tribute to Dion. You can do a tribute to the Del Satins. Of course, you know, Del Satins did all those tunes with Dion after the Belmonts.
Yes, sure.
And this way you can do a tribute to Johnny, and you have all the bases covered, and it's right there. And, of course, you know, Stan is still in great form, you know, singing with his group. You know, I'll tell you, Long Island and Queens and that whole area, so much talent came out of that area, and those clubs in those days, we'll never have that again, you know, where you could just drive out to Long Island and you had your choice of some of the best talent in the world, you know, on a Friday and a Saturday night to just, you know, to jump in, have a couple of drinks and just hear the best of the best.
Definitely, yeah. There's a lot of good singers and acts came out of Long Island.
You know,
Billy Joel.
Absolutely. With the Hassles at my house, you know.
Yeah.
That could be another whole, talk, you know, for an hour and a half, just talking about the clubs and remember what happened on that day and this day. We remember them by the diners, you know, which clubs had the best diners next to them, you know.
Yes, the diners. Everybody went to a diner after the club.
And then a lot of times, if you still had energy, you get out, you pack up the equipment and everything else, and then you go have eggs in the diner, and then you'd sing in the diner because half the people from the club were still in the diner.
Yeah, That's true.
You know, Colony Hill. I know you guys did that a lot, and that was a great Long Island venue to work at as well. You know.
Yeah, we did that the New Year's Eve there quite a few times, maybe five or six times. Over the years, way back, you know, while I was still there.
I know. I mean, let's talk a little bit about Morse Code of Love and tell me how that came to be, because, I mean, that was such a powerful song. So many other groups recorded it, including Manhattan Transfer. And that song actually, as just the way There's a Moon Out Tonight is, you know, sits in the mix, that song actually has a life of its own. How did that song come to be?
Well, I'll tell you. We had that song right when we first started with Moon Out Tonight.
Right.
Only Nick never finished it.
Wow.
We just had the first did it part.
Right.
Or the bass part back then, but we never worked on it. If we had did that song right after Moon Out Tonight, it would have been a monster.
Oh, you bet.
I mean, a monster. But what happened? We never did it. That's it. So we did the Ambient album. Marty Picard was looking for songs for us to record.
Right.
And Nick remembered that he had this song with the bass line, and he worked on it and he finished it, and we recorded it. And when we recorded it in the studio, when they played it back.
Right.
I mean, the whole place was, forget about it. The engineer.
Oh, yeah.
it sounded like incredible. We thought we had another smash on our hands, you know.
Wow.
But unfortunately, I mean, CBS Records, Tony, they didn't push it.
CBS. I had a friend, Johnny Luongo, was with CBS years ago. Was he involved? Do you remember his name?
No, that's not familiar.
He was probably came a little bit afterwards, like in the disco era, you know. But funny what happens with records. You just never know. I mean, you know, how many times do DJs turn a record over and what you thought was the A side, it goes into oblivion, and then the B side becomes a hit. It's like ridiculous.
Yep, exactly. So, but I can tell you, after we recorded it, Dick Clark played it on American Bandstand.
Right.
Rate the record, and we got a 93.
Wow.
And we thought for sure that, you know, we were going to get a hit record out of it because it got so well received by the kids in the audience there.
Right.
And, but they never pushed it, so. But actually, it became a second hit for us because it got so much play.
Oh, yeah.
Every station in the country was playing it.
Right.
And every a cappella group, every band did the song and recorded the song, so.
You're right, and I did it with every group that I ever had, but I'll tell you something about that song. You either nail it or you don't, because that song is so much in a pocket of its own, musically, that if you don't have the feel for it, it doesn't happen, you know, because it's really got a groove and a pocket of its own. Even the drum beats, I've seen drummers not be able to cop the drum beat behind there and make it sound, you know, it's got its own little shuffle beat to it that is very unique.
That was a great Lindy song. I mean, you want to do the Lindy? That's the song.
Oh yeah,
that's the song to do it to. Your love,
live without your love. Honey, honey, come back home to me. Baby, come home to me.
And then Tim Hauser got a hold of the song and took it for another ride, you know.
Did dot did it, did dot did it, did it, did dot did it, did dot did it. Oh yeah, well,
and they were playing. They were going to be playing Jones Beach Theater out here, and he invited us to come.
Wow!
When they came to New York to play the theater, he called us and invited us, and we went to the show.
Wow!
And then we went backstage, and they called us up on stage, and we did Morse Code of Love with them.
Wow! That's pretty groovy.
That was a highlight. I mean, they're so good with their harmonies and stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah. And not only that, I mean, you know, the respect, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, Tim started as a doo-wop guy, so that's his roots,
as did Billy Joel,
and as did a lot of people. I mean, you know, you go back and you look, and even the Aerosmith guys were originally doo-wop guys, you know?
Yeah, it started with our music, you know, and then it evolved into different areas, you know?
You know, I mean, because they were all in the same neighborhood as Ray Cerrone from the Bell Notes, believe it or not. And, you know, Stevie Tyler used to sing harmony with Ray in a group way, way back. So Stevie Tyler has doo-wop roots as well. You know, I mean, but Long Island was a special place. I mean, you know, everybody came from there, you know, and we could go through the list and the names, you know, Lenny Coco and write down the list and Johnny and, you know, but that was the Mecca, you know, it was for me when I was a kid, you know.
Hi, this is Grace Mastrangelo, and you're listening to my good friend Mike Miller on the Harmony Street Show.
And then, of course, you know, there was PBS, which loves the Capris, you know.
Yeah, well, that PBS, that the Doo-Wop 50, that was the first one that Lipinski did.
Right.
Which we were on, and I knew, we didn't expect it to be such a, we didn't know, we said we're going there, we're doing a show, they're going to film it, you know, we figured it would be, you know, okay. But it turned out to be tremendous. I mean,
right.
they played it so many times on PBS, and it was a great show. It came out so good. Everybody was really good on the show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, you know.
And it was a boost.
What's your favorite song, Frankie, from the Capris?
Most Gonna Love.
There you go. I mean, okay, you know, I figured there had to be one.
Yeah, and, you can. Moon Out There is a great song, too. Most Gonna Love, well, different, you know, one's a ballad, one's an up-tempo, you know.
Oh, yeah,
and
you know.
Both great songs, you know. Right. We were lucky to record those songs and lucky to have Nick write them, you know. Unfortunately, his passing... 2 days ago is unfortunate, but he's been sick for, you know, for 5 years. He's
I know.
Been fighting this, and
I know.
You know, he's been in pain, couldn't breathe, you know.
I know.
So, but he was a tough guy, man. He most guys wouldn't have lasted, you know, half as long as he did.
Hey, listen, half the guys in this business are ex-New York City cops. I mean, so, hey.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and they're all tough guys, and they all gave, and he Nick's a guy who gave during the day, and he gave at night on stage. So, I mean, you know, and a real sweetheart of a guy. I mean, you know, just the best of best. What's in store for the Capris now? Because I know you're back and working again.
Right. Well, we have a new guy, Wayne Smith.
Right, who I know.
You got great falsetto, you know, which is what we need for those songs, you know.
Right.
And I got the same guys that have been with me for many years, both, you know, background singers.
Right.
And we've been working here, you know, some shows here and there, a couple of dances and stuff. But, you know, just to keep going, you know, keep the name alive. And we've been going over well. So, I mean, if we weren't going over well, I wouldn't be doing it, you know.
Well, I know what you mean. I mean, you know, every time... Once this is in your blood, no matter what level you've done it on, it's very hard to shake. And I mean, you know, groups call me up all the time. Hey, Mike, you want to come in with us and whatever? And I say to myself, you know, it's really a commitment. And, you know, who knows what will come. Probably I will cave into it sooner or later. But once...
I just say, I don't have to work 50 jobs a year, 100 jobs a year like we used to.
I hear you.
I work 10, 15 jobs a year, you know.
Right.
That's fine, just to get out there and perform and have people enjoy your work, you know.
Well,
and that's what we're doing.
Frankie Reyna really is the heartbeat of the Capris at this point, and always has been, and has been with the group from its conception. And you were always there, Frankie. I mean, you know, people came and went, but you were always there, and that's
day one.
You know, so that's also part of your religion, the Capris, and it's part of your makeup and your being. So, you know, thank you for that, because anybody who loves this music, the Capris are right on the top of the list, always. And that's
we had a great group, but when Nick came back, it was me, Nick, Mike, the original first tenor, and then Tommy Farrar was with us too. So it was
right.
A great nucleus of talent, you know.
Well.
We're trying to continue the road down, you know, of the Capris. So we'll see what happens in the future.
You know, I hear what you're saying. It's really been my thrill to have an old friend, Frankie Reyna, on the Harmony Street Show. I'm sorry that it had to be under circumstances involving the loss of Nick Santamaria, who, you know, we all treasured as a friend, but we also treasured as doo-wop royalty. And thank you so much, Frank, for taking out time during New Year's and also with your loss to speak to us.
And thank you very much for having me, and we appreciate it. And just keep up the good work and keep the music going.
Thank you very much, Frankie. Have a wonderful New Year's.
You too. Stay well.
All right, man.
Bye.
Hey, this is Mike Miller. Thanks for joining me and Frankie Reyna on the Harmony Street Show, talking about Nick Santamaria and the Capris. Here's Nick Santamaria in his own words. Rest in peace, Nick.
Well, actually, the group we have now, we actually originated around 1957, 58.
So you had a couple of years without hits.
Yeah. The song was originally released around the end of 1958 and got re-released in 1960, November 1960.
Were you all in school together? Is that all that you...
No, we kind of knew each other from the neighborhood. Like the fellas had alluded to earlier, that there was a lot of subway singing. We used to have battles of the subways. And we'd be on the... We did everything but stand on the third rail, you know, to hear our sound. It was great acoustical sound in the subways.
Third rail give you the high notes.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, that's how I did the end of Moon Out Tonight, right?
There's a moon out tonight. Oh, 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 let's go strolling. There's a girl in my heart. Oh, 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 whose heart I've stolen. There's a moon out tonight. Let's go strolling through the park. There's a glow in my heart. Oh, 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 I never felt before. I never felt before.